Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Man, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Another week begins as the midterm election gets shorter and shorter. Joining me now from somewhere deep in hot Louisiana, Lake Charles, very possibly, is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. It is great to be with you again.
So, I have noticed that you have been quite prolific with some of the things you've been writing and everything else. Where would you like to start off first?
Well, I want to ask you, I'm just getting back into workouts. You said you were going for private classes. How were you able to tackle it last week?
I wasn't able to tackle it last week. I went back today. I felt sort of junky all the week last week. I was lucky that I did as much work as I managed to pull off. And I mean, it was just some sort of lingering, not going away kind of sensation. I don't know what it was. You want to know what bothered me the most about it? Everybody's like, do you have COVID? Like, that's the only thing you can catch nowadays is COVID. So I don't know what I had.
I caught a stomach bug almost 2 months ago, and I'm just now shaking my way through. It's hard.
Do you think you had COVID?
Well, there are a bunch of people in Chicago who wish they had COVID.
Yeah.
There were 23 people shot over the weekend. Now, those are the lucky ones. They're wounded. They've gotten to the hospital. They may survive. 8 additional ones did not. Wow. That was... Now, that's neither good nor bad. That's about average. That's what it was last weekend, too. We had about 400 people a month from Chicago were shot. The total now, when I looked this morning, was 2,399, almost 2,400 people shot by the drug gangs in Lori Lightfoot, Chicago. And this is the capital of gun control.
Indeed it is, and it's, But it's not their fault. It's not their policy's fault. It's that everybody else has guns. If you didn't have guns.
Well, have you ever been on an island? I mean, have you lived on one?
No, sir, I have not.
Well, the people on an island tend to be a little bit more relaxed because they go, you want to steal my bike? Where are you going to go with it?
You can't.
Well, Coney Island is not really an island. It's an amusement park. But where 5 people were shot this weekend, actually not even over the whole weekend, just before midnight on Sunday. Unfortunately, one of them was murdered. One of them died. A 42-year-old man was shot in the neck. The other 4 victims are stable, and they did not look like gangbang teenagers. A 46-year-old, a 49-year-old woman, a 34-year-old. So there are a bunch of typically gangbangers who are just throwing shots at the crowd. What often happens here is they basically threaten the merchants, hey, if you don't pay up, we're going to ruin business on the island. So it's an extortion racket. Now, of course, New York Governor Kathy Hochul held a press conference and boasted about New York's latest gun control, describing New York as a national model for firearm safety?
Yeah.
They're saying, look what we did. We've got, universal background checks and high capacity magazine bans and people getting shot left, right, and center.
Oh, and she also got out there and said, if you're a Republican, get out of New York.
That's right. She basically repeated Cuomo's old, you know, there's no place for conservatives in New York, which a lot of people upstate agreed with him and said goodbye. Well, the sad news is it turns out that letting criminals and addicts back on the street causes more crime. Who would have imagined that? It's not. Well, think of it, Bill. Gun control has an impossible job. We defend ourselves 1.7 million times a year. Criminals kill, what, 6,000 people? So if we're going to save lives that criminals take, we're going to disarm a lot of the good guys and make a lot of unarmed victims. It never leads to reduced crime.
Well, and the thing... One of the problems that you have in any state when you're running a state is the way you run the state, the way you fund the state is taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
And if for some crazy reason, which I know a few Republicans in New York State, if for some crazy reason those 5.4 million did decide to leave New York, New York goes out of business.
Could have happened to a nicer bunch of...
Yeah, but I mean, the 1.5 million that have already left, those are the ones that can actually afford to leave. And they're the ones that took businesses with them.
Right.
So, I myself, in my secret little dark heart, I sit back when these leftists start talking this nonsense and trumpeting these accomplishments that they've managed to do. And first of all, I think about Gina Unilee, who I've talked about her a couple of times. She was a young lady. She probably wasn't a pro-gun person, but she was not allowed to be a pro-gun person. And somebody followed her into her apartment just because they noticed her and stabbed her 51 times in her own tub.
Right.
And that happens far more often than it should. You know, that's right, snatched right out of Death Wish. That's the way the first assault happens in the first, in the original movie of Death Wish. They follow him home. And I myself, if I could facilitate it, I would take those 5.4 million Republicans out of there and put them somewhere better and let New York have at it.
Right.
Have at it. And you know, I sit back and constantly, that you're already seeing a bunch of the AOC-backed people are not winning. I think she's lost 8 out of 10 elections of the people that she's endorsed.
Yeah.
But this is what New York wanted.
It is passing strange to me that a governor for of any political party, I don't, politics should be set aside, would look at hardworking people and say, I know you're paying your own way. I know you're, in fact, maybe providing jobs for others, and we don't want you here?
Yep.
That just sounds insane.
It is insane. And I you know, the insanity, I mean, who would have thunk that Hochul would be worse than Cuomo?
Than Cuomo. Okay, we've got to talk when we come back about the New York State Fair.
Okay.
And the Dems trying to turn it into a gun-free zone. But that's when we come back.
That's when we come back. Tell them how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. Runs about 20 minutes once a week. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. That's an ensemble that runs 90 minutes. But the SAF sponsors it. A lot of good thoughts on there. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at MLN Shooting Sports News, where I also write the weekly Armed Citizens column.
We'll be right back.
Somehow we have enough to talk about.
Yeah, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse.
Bill, you would think a government agency with the benign sounding name Department of Agriculture and Markets. You think, man, they're into cucumbers and grapes. No. It's New York State. They're into politics. they run the state fair, and they've told even off-duty cops, you're not allowed to carry at the New York State Fair.
Hmm.
Because off-duty cops have been such a big problem in the past? No. No, 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 no. It's just pure politics. They use the New York State Police, happens to be Troop D, whichever barracks that is, sends a message to all the sheriffs and police departments in New York State saying, don't come if you're carrying. That's just, by the way, they didn't consult any of the police agencies before they said that. Wow. That to me is just, you were talking about Kathy Hochul being arrogant.
Right.
I'm just, yeah, it's got to be it on spades. They think they are a law unto themselves. It's really sad.
Yeah, the biggest problem that I see with that, though, is what happens when they get everything they want. They're not going to be able to manage that.
What you thinking?
Well, see, government, all these people in government that you're talking about, the arrogance and all these other things, if they were actually gifted somehow with all of that control, they couldn't control it. Law enforcement doesn't make a community safe. It's the people in the community that live in the community that keeps the community safe. The law abiding keep the community safe.
That is so critical. Places that have, quote, high crime or low crime, we're talking about the activities of less than 1% of the community.
Right.
So the question is, what do we do with the very small fraction of our fellow citizens who either will or won't behave themselves? And that then, because when you have a bad guy who's going to go, you know, commit a violent crime often a couple times a week, yeah, that can make your community a mess.
Yes.
People don't feel safe.
Well, I mean, why would it be safe if let's think of something here. So with the restrictive regime that is in place, let's just say in New York, can't, even though they've been told you're supposed to let people have guns, now they fixed it to where it's such a tripwire mesh of nonsense that anybody who actually negotiates that, it's going to take them quite a while to do that.
Yeah.
So, but in the interim, the criminals, they don't go through none of that stuff, so they're going to keep on being criminals. You have a breakdown of, New York City itself is becoming less, is hollowing out.
Right.
With all that advent of working at home and remoting and everything, all of these businesses that used to support these buildings and these blocks of buildings, because in New York they're all little circular little compounds, if you will. Now that nobody has to come to work at the building, those businesses are going out of business too. So pretty soon they're just going to be, is going to make escape. It'll look like Escape from New York. And that's just in that city. Now, of course, in the state itself is a whole different thing.
Right.
But, anyway.
Yeah. And let's not make the mistake that so many New Yorkers make and think that New York State is New York City. There's not. But speaking of arrogance, I wish, what do they say? What's the joke about Las Vegas? What happens in Las Vegas stays? Well, what happens in New York doesn't stay there. California basically copied New York with another anti-gun bill that would, as New York did, label all kinds of places as sensitive. Places as exotic as schools, courts, hospitals, medical facilities, airports. Now, we didn't say the secure part of airports. We just said airports. Airports, we don't even know if that includes the parking lot. Public transportation. So you want to park your car in a city lot? Is that public transportation? Bars. We didn't say if you drank, just a bar. Public parks. Because what? Criminals are going to give up their guns there? Casinos, churches, libraries. It goes on and on from there. Now, it was interesting. All those sensitive places, during the recent Bruin Supreme Court decision, Thomas said, look, you can't turn the state into a bunch of sensitive places. Because, for example, they talked about Grand Central Station and Times Square. He said, no, those are common areas. Ordinary people have the right to be there, and they should be armed. Well, when New York did this, I believe it was GOA who already brought suit and said, we want a writ of mandamus, which basically says, look to a government entity. You know what the law is. We insist you obey it. So take this existing law that makes so much of New York a gun-free zone and say it's illegal, hold it in abeyance until we get through suing you thoroughly.
Right.
And that's sitting in front of a judge right now. Wow. Wow.
We'll see. We'll see what we get out of it. Maybe that, I mean, it needs to be granted. It needs to be, the judge needs to jump on that. But I mean, it's never going to stop. We're always going to be constantly butting up against these guys because they always want to be in charge.
They do. Well, and look, there's a lot we'll let them be in charge of, but my safety and my family's safety, not so much. Keep your hands off.
Yeah.
Heading into
the break, tell everybody how to find you.
Oops, I'm so sorry, Bill.
No problem.
Yes. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My little blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up and carried at Ammo Land, shooting, sports, news. Somehow, Bill and I find something to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Because this is America. There's always something new going sideways. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge in Florida temporarily blocked the government from using material seized from Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago property for a criminal investigation while a special master reviews the documents. More than 8 million travelers have gone through security at the nation's airports since Thursday. That's according to the TSA as Americans take to the skies for one last getaway over the Labor Day weekend. The busiest day came on Thursday when more than 2.3 million people went through security checkpoints. The numbers dipped just below 2 million on Saturday and Sunday. President Biden spending his Labor Day on the road, the president visiting the battleground states of Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. Biden visiting Pennsylvania for the third time in 1 week and after former President Donald Trump held a rally there over the weekend. The water situation.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are, gosh, that was going sideways. Speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. So, yes, sir.
Bill, you were talking about how arrogant government officials can't manage their own bureaucracies. Two things came to mind. I was looking at these California laws, how you know, there have been almost no problems with concealed carry holders in California, but now you must submit a character reference. Remember the Supreme Court said you have to issue licenses based on an objective standard?
Right.
Well, they're going to require an in-person interview. Why? I mean, that was originally done to measure your skin color and find out, you know, it's illegal to give black people guns in New York State. And they want three character references where one has to be a spouse or somebody who's living with you. And you go, so if I'm not married, don't have a girlfriend, and don't have a roommate, I can't get a firearms permit?
Yep. Yep.
It's just like, did you guys make this up? Were you sober when you invented these laws? This is just stupid. Anyway.
You almost have to admire their speed with the way they accomplished this, too, throwing that out there. New York and California both did that.
Right.
Totalitarian states are very nimble.
Okay. Now we're going to go 180 degrees from that. Somebody you and I both respect and admire. And as I jokingly say, when you absolutely, positively need to sue someone by 10 o'clock, you call the Second Amendment Foundation.
Yeah.
And they filed suit in the Ninth Circuit challenging California's new gun control ban. This one is on, quote, communication, advertising, and marketing of products and information that may be seen by young people and by current or potential gun owners. So this says that any member of the, quote, firearms industry members, quote, can't advertise, market, or arrange for placement of advertising or marketing concerning any firearms-related product in a way that's, quote, attractive to minors. You realize they just asked, they just outlawed every Ruger ball cap.
Yeah.
Old Magpul online video.
Yeah. Are they going to police those?
Say again.
Are they going to police those? Are they going to be going after Chris Costa and Travis Haley for their Magpul Dynamic series that they did, where everybody was just loving that stuff and look at that and go, oh, this is
clever guys, and they had that beautiful redhead in there too. I forgot her name.
Yeah.
What I wonder is. Okay, I've got this nothing blog. If I walk around California with a Magpul hat, is that advertising?
So,
am I now guilty? Here, officer, arrest me, please.
See, one thing that I caught this, and see, California, yes, I would say they would actually try to do something like that. A guy in California ordered a Batmobile from a guy in Ohio who builds Batmobiles. The Michael Keaton Batmobile, that one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the guy, and a Batmobile apparently costs like $180,000, $200,000. So the dude, there's a series of payments you have to meet, and if you don't meet them, then you go to the back of the line. And this particular guy in California went to the back of the line because he didn't meet the payments.
Okay.
He did finally pay up, but then he was in the back of line. So he got with his buddy, the sheriff, in one of the California counties, and they put a bunch of cops on a plane and staged a raid in Ohio.
Oh, my God. That sounds like such a southern redneck sheriff thing to do.
Well,
out of California.
And now it's bounced back and hitting them, and they're finding out, well, we can't do this. But, you know, California has they've got all these little things that are supposed to reach out, and that's a violation of the Commerce Clause.
A yes.
Very much maligned Commerce Clause. So, California, nothing surprises me they try to come up with, because they think they run everything. They're all being masters of time, space, and dimension.
Okay. Well, something as innocuous as the Civilian Marksmanship Program, established, a century ago, to promote rifle marksmanship amongst U.S. citizens. They used to sell surplus refurbished military-grade rifles to say, here, go learn long-range marksmanship with a M1 Garand. And they said, ooh, you realize we might be considered a firearms industry member if we send an email to someone in California and a 17-year-old or 18-year-old reads it. They said, okay, you have to tell us who you are and your age and where you are so we can safely send emails again. Wow. This could get insane.
Well, I'm going to say something, and I'm going to start pressing this. These states like New York and California,
yeah,
where they absolutely think that they run everything and they can apply whatever laws whenever they want to apply them. We need to just pull out of there. We need to stop worrying about them. Let them be what they want to be. Let them do what they want to do. And for the conservatives and for the people that are normal people, the Republicans, the gun owners and all this other stuff, you guys are going to have to make a choice. And it's unfortunate.
Right.
But I've heard a lot of people say over and over, well, you know, this is my home and I'm going to fight to keep. And then I've seen so many of them finally realize and come to the conclusion that they can't change it. You don't stay with the ship when it's sinking. And this is a societal sinking. in these states where they're pushing that.
And the way I argued it was, what model would you like your children to grow up in? I understand they have your kitchen table as part of the culture when they grow up. And you're probably pretty squared away. But the rest of the time, would you rather have them immersed in California or Arizona or Texas or Florida?
Yeah. Well, right now, it'd probably be Florida.
Tennessee, there are a number we could choose.
Yeah.
I'm gonna again, whiplash here. Texas brought us some good news that was unexpected. Remember, they passed permitless carry. Ooh, when was that? Early this year, right?
Yeah.
February, I think. When they did, there was an amendment that said, hey, we should really do this for people who are 18 years and older. That did not pass. So it's 21 years of age or older.
Right.
Well, a historical review of gun ownership when the Second Amendment, and in fact the entire Bill of Rights, was ratified, said that, no, hold on, guys. Then 17, 18, and 19-year-olds were considered to bear arms in the militia. Therefore, this constitutional carry law violates the constitutional rights of 18 through 20-year-olds in that it prevents them from legally carrying a handgun in public. And you need to have a way to do that. Wow. Now, so what might look like a solution? They could say, okay, 18, 19, 21, so constitutional carry, permitless carry applies to you. Fine. Or, which they don't now do, the state of Texas could say, yeah, remember in our law where we said, yeah, you had to be 21 to get a carry permit? Would we? Yep, I did it again. Sorry, Bill.
Don't worry about it. We'll be right back talking to Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we're talking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Who, when you get lost telling a story, man, like, and we hear the music coming up. That's why we hear the music coming up, so we know. Okay, I got it.
All right, good on me.
I was really into that. I was enjoying that. I never worry about that stuff. It happens all the time.
It's amazing that a great law in Texas, constitutional carry, gets examined closely to see whether it comports with the U.S. Constitution, and they say, not so fast. You have a bigger problem here.
Right.
You disenfranchised 17, 18, 19, 20-year-olds. 17 will argue, but the 18, 19, 20, you can't skate on that. What are you going to do? How are you going to fix it? Now, the judge then said, okay, rather than make constitutional carry, their constitutional carry law making that invalid, they said, I'm going to put a stay on this. Y'all need to fix it. So one way is say, okay, what do 18-year-olds get permitless carry? Or would we say, we really want you to go to a class first, go to the range, shoot a little bit, let's watch you, treat them like we would if they were going to go get their concealed carry license.
Sure.
Good. All right. But now, I wonder if, now here's where smart politicians who are smarter than I, does a guy go, I'm going to appeal this, not because I want the judge to rule in my favor, but so we will get this decision enforced in the entire Fifth Circuit. Ooh, that's where smart guys earn their money.
I've seen how this is unfolding, and I'm very curious to see where it goes because Texas, Florida. Do you ever ask yourself, I don't even know who is the governor of Louisiana. Who's the governor of Louisiana?
John Bel Edwards, the Democrat.
Okay. Well, then that answers that. Louisiana is a very weird state because it's full of conservatives and run by Democrats most of the time. Very corrupt Democrats. Would you agree?
New Orleans and Shreveport are legendary.
Yeah. But back to what I was saying, Texas, the legislators there, they don't appear to be too afraid of too much putting it out there. And this is a interesting way to get to complete and total freedom, as far as I'm concerned. But it'll be interesting to watch how it unfolds.
We live in interesting times, which makes our job interesting, but easy. But wow, yeah, I'm sorry. I wish I could tell you what tomorrow will bring.
Indeed.
On the other hand, have you met Alan Beck?
I have never met Alan Beck. I have met Stephen, but I have never met Alan.
I met them both at the Second Amendment Foundation's Gun Rights Policy Conference. It's a free event. If you want to meet some of the best minds who are fighting for our freedom, you can show up, buy a drink, sit in the corner, and learn a lot. But Hawaii bent a knee to, I'm going to credit Alan and Firearms Policy Coalition. It's extremely anti-gun. And, you know, and for a tropical paradise, boy, how to blemish your rep. But after Bruin, they said, yeah, whoops, we got to do something. So they're saying, yeah, you know what? Yeah, you can now apply. But, okay, there's firearms proficiency tests, passport app. You have to turn in a mental health form. And I want to know if that's going to pass the, quote, objective. Now, here's another problem, which will be the next thing that, if not Alan, then maybe Steve will tackle. You have to be a resident of Hawaii. Well, why? Does that mean visitors don't have constitutional rights?
Right.
We're going to go there. The question is just when.
Well, I mean, with the Young case, I don't know if you, some of the details of the Young case that Beck took up, Mr. Young decided he wanted to carry everything the cops carried. So he wanted to have a permit to carry outside the waistband, a gun, a taser, a baton, handcuffs. He wanted to carry everything they could carry.
Right.
So, I was wondering how Hawaii was going to, try to say that they were complying with this. And Hawaii, they're also good for their shenanigans and everything. The whole island thing really comes into play with them. So
I think the Ninth tried to throw the Young case all the way back down to the lowest possible court to start the clock over and make them relitigate it. But they've got the other problem of, oh, yeah, there are people who want their permits now, and they're going to sue us, oh, probably tomorrow, if we don't give some answer to how they can get a permit. So, oh, Alan's not running out of work. I oh, my gosh. Which brings up another point. Remember how we used to rag on the NRA and say, hey, why don't they have my freedoms all squared away for me yet? That was me. I admit it when I was younger. You remember that time, right, Bill?
I did, but I was always asking myself, how's this going to work? How do I just pay them $25 and I don't have to do anything anymore? This seems sort of silly. Because I didn't really get political till I came out of the military.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the NRA... this all started when I was reading about Bloomberg, who was inadvertently said it out loud. Hey, we want political power. Hey, we want to disarm teachers. Hey, we want to make sure that college campuses are become gun-free zones again. Wow. And then I remembered that, wait a minute, schools used to be able to apply to the NRA for grants, and the NRA would help fund a security survey, an audit of the school. Hey, if you want, yes, let's make your school safer. How could a bad guy look at your school? And they were qualifying police in that state to go look. Great. Yeah, the NRA is not doing that anymore. They didn't fund a single grant last year for a school safety audit. And I figure they're too busy paying Wayne's legal bills to worry about our kids' safety.
Yeah, Wayne's got a few of those. Well, I don't know if it's Wayne's legal bills or just, I don't know,
but If you need to be disappointed in the NRA, you can. And if you want to make an impact on your own liberty, step up and drop a couple bucks in the kitty, whether it's the Firearms Policy Coalition, Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation. There's so many from which to choose. Put some skin in the game, because it's your freedom they're fighting for.
Right.
Where else shall we go with just a minute left?
Well, I think we ought to reinforce that you just said, because one thing to remember about right now, we've got Republicans. They should look like the Harlem Globetrotters right now politically. They should be passing the ball and, you know, throwing it behind their back, spinning it on their finger because of what the Democrats have gifted them.
Yes.
And instead, they're being very, very quiet about this. So it is very good to support organizations like NRA, GOA, SAF, all these others. It's very good to support them, but it doesn't stop there. It doesn't. Right. It only begins there. That's just you getting out there and doing your thing. You got congressmen, you got senators, you got to call them. You got to call them. And a senator, or if a senator gets 50 notifications on, in most cases, about something that actually makes it to him about any certain subject, you can change his vote. So,
right.
Now we're out of time. Tell everybody how to find you right quick.
Oh, and you brought up so much to talk about. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. Mine's the little one if you get confused. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing, like many of Bill's commenters, is picked up and carried at Ammoland Shooting Sports News. Bill, who's coming up next?
Dan.
Ah.
Dan Zimmerman from Truth About Guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.